Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So the other day I got a little dig from my son, Jack, who's 20. What were we doing? I think we were, he'd got a new phone and he was having trouble getting the SIM card out of his old phone to transfer into it. And I made some comment, I can't remember what exactly, but he said, "Dad, you turn everything into a lesson," or something like that. And it really stopped me short, because I thought, oh God, do I? It's a bit like years and years ago, we used to watch, Wendy and I used to watch CSI. And there was a point after a few episodes where Wendy says that there was the scene where they found the body, and the lady who was the kind of the medical examiner, the pathologist or whatever, would come to the scene and find the body. And Wendy said something like, what she's going to do is she's going to touch the body and say something kind. I said, how do you know that? And Wendy said, because it's what she always, always does. And it's one of those moments, it's one of those moments where once you'd sort of seen it, you can't unsee it. You have those things sometimes, you can't unsee that sort of thing. And it really became a sort of a joke and then a sore spot, and to the point where we sort of stopped watching, because this is the funny thing about stories, I guess, that we're all wired into, you know, that same arc, that same kind of hero's journey, the story about, you know, contending with the darkness. But actually, when we... When the mechanisms are too exposed, we can kind of lose our love for those things. And here's the truth. I do love finding lessons in life, because sometimes that is all you can get out of a crappy situation or a mistake or, you know, whatever it might be. And I've talked before on this podcast about how, you know, when I was a kid, I used to go to church and listen to my dad. He was a local preacher back then. He was my favourite person to listen to, because he was funny and he was interesting. And sometimes, as I've said before, it was slightly cringy because he talked about us and our lives, but always with a point. And of course, you know, one of the things that happens on this podcast every day is that I try and draw some kind of value out of the things that are happening to me or the things I'm thinking about. Now, of course, it's our job as parents to teach our kids. I mean, that is basically what we're here for, isn't it? To prepare them. But on the other hand, Jackie is 20. He might have had enough by now. But for me, it is about testing what's happening, particularly if it's bad, against all of the kind of the thoughts and heuristics and rules and experience in my head, and seeing whether it chimes, seeing whether somehow it might go against the things that I think about the world. And yeah, I'm sure there is also a kind of maybe a slightly desperate sort of need, compulsion to find something positive in everyday life. And yeah, I mean, am I being a bit more careful about what I say? Yeah, maybe. But do I think fundamentally I'm going to change? No, not really. Because I think it's good to try and suck the juice out of every experience if we can, and to make the best of whatever we're given. And part of this process, of course, is this, you know, thing we've talked about before with, you know, stoic thinking. It's not the thing that happens, it's how you think about what happens. And part of my process for making bad things into less bad things is to try and draw something of value that I can take with me and take on into the day, the week, the year, the life. So there you go. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.